Hi, and welcome to Vibrant Health. Today, my guest is Dot Spay. She is going to talk about the top mistakes that people make that keep them in pain. Dot is a back pain specialist who helps people get out of back, neck, and shoulder pain. She has a 91% success rate helping people get out of back pain and has helped hundreds of people, especially those who thought they had tried everything else. With a BA degree in mathematics from UC Berkeley and an engineering background, she's been working body for over 40 years. She works both individually and in groups, and you can visit her website at getoutofbackpain.com. Please welcome Dot Spay. Thanks for being here, Dot. So what would you say are the top three mistakes that people make that keep them in pain?
Thanks for asking, Donna. Thanks for having me. It's great to be here. It's counterintuitive a lot of times. The absolute top mistake is people stop moving when they hurt. Mm. You know, the back hurts, and it used to be even the recommendation, lie down for several days. And research shows that is the wrong thing to do.
Wow.
The trick is, how do you know what to do? You know, obviously you're not going to go gardening or lifting a bunch of rocks, or, you know, so what kind of movement is the right movement? And that's the key to healing back pain, knowing exactly what to do. But the biggest mistake is to not move.
Yeah. So, well, that makes sense.
That's my first one. And just as an aside, arthritis, same story. People hurt, they stop moving, so then it gets worse.
Oh, yeah.
You want to keep moving. The second one is also a little counterintuitive, that people don't realize there's a connection between how much water do we drink. And water helps more than just back pain. That's another discussion. There's an excellent video on YouTube. I did it. If you go to YouTube and put in why drinking water helps back pain, you'll get a longer explanation. But the short version is, the discs in between the vertebrae need to be hydrated. They need to be spongy for the back to move. So if you take the water out of the discs, they get to be like dry sponges, which don't have any flexibility. So if you had a spine with no flexibility, of course it would hurt more.
Yeah.
So people don't realize there's an absolute direct correlation between how much water do you drink and how much pain are you in.
Wow, I never thought of that. I guess it could happen in all areas of the body. If you're dehydrated, you're just going to have some pain in your throughout your whole body.
Totally correct. And while correlation does not imply causality, the tightest correlation that exists out there is the one between back pain and not enough water. And I see it in my client base. The ones who drink the most water don't have pain, and the ones in the most pain drink the least amount of water.
Wow.
So what I say in the video is true is, if you're not drinking enough water, your back pain might not be able to go away. But if you drink water, you still may need something else.
Right.
You know,
so it might
not
like just
drink.
Right. It might not be just drink water and woohoo, your back pain goes away.
Exactly.
But there are several factors, and dehydration might be one of them. Now, if they go to youtube.com, and what do they put in to search for again to find that video?
The easiest thing to put in is why drinking water helps back pain.
Okay, why drinking water helps back pain. And they mm-hmm. can see that on YouTube and get the whole scoop on what's going on. So that's fantastic.
Yeah, that's a more specific, detailed version of what's actually happening in the spine with water. Water is sort of a prerequisite for getting rid of back pain and getting rid of a lot of other pain, almost any joint pain. Water isn't the lubricant in the body, but it acts that way. If the cells aren't hydrated, they can't move comfortably.
Right.
So it's not the first thing most people think of. Oh, I should up my water consumption. My back hurts.
Yeah, that's true.
It makes a huge difference. I have a lot of stories about that one. And the third thing is, nobody figures this out, but it's very obvious once you hear it. And that is, some people stretch for back pain. That's great. Some people do strengthening. I'm more of a stretch person, but that's great. But we've been taught by all sorts of physical modalities out there that we have to work the body evenly. Mm-hmm. And what's going on with back pain is usually the body's uneven. Something on the right side is pulling more than the left side, or the front is tighter than the back. I mean, we might not know what's tighter. But typically in back pain, that's why the back hurts, because something is pulling on it. And if what you do is work evenly, you'll never get rid of that imbalance. And that's part of why I have a 91% success rate, because I'm an engineer and I re-engineer the body. And most modalities don't do that. So if you think about, let's say, for example, a common move is where people put one ankle up on the opposite knee. Most people know that move. Some people call it figure four. That's the most common move that will be different for most people. And you can try it if you want, if you're listening. You know, for most people, if you put one ankle on your opposite knee and then the other, it's a way we sit. We tend to favor one side more than the other, and one side will be tighter. And if you stretch that way, and you keep stretching evenly, the tight side will never catch up.
Oh, okay.
And not only that, what most of us do is, well, let me get to the side that's comfy. Oh, yeah, doesn't that feel good? And then we go the other side. Ugh, that's tight. That doesn't feel so good. And we don't stay there very long. So we actually exacerbate our own condition without realizing.
So is one of the things that you would have people do is stay in the tighter side longer?
So that's a fantastic question. My personal opinion and how I like to do it is to start with the tight side and then go to the looser side and then go to the tighter side again.
Oh, okay.
So you're double stretching on the tighter side. So it's literally as much. And a question I get is, well, how do I know which is the tighter side? I guarantee whichever side you want to go to, it's the other side that's tighter.
Right. So whichever one is your favorite or the things that you do first, that's going to be what is more comfortable, and then that's going to be the looser side.
Correct.
Okay.
Correct. Pick the other one. And it's not always the same. You could be tighter in the right hip, but tighter on the left in your thigh.
Right.
So it's per move. Going to the tighter side first, and then the looser side, and then the tighter side. And it's challenging for most people to sit down and like, no, not that way, because we're asking you to do what doesn't come naturally.
Right.
So, and that's huge. That piece alone will fix many people's back pain.
Okay. So the three top things are keep moving. When you're in pain, don't stop completely, but you have to be careful and figure out what is the right movement when you are in pain, but don't stop altogether.
Correct.
And then make sure you stay hydrated. And in so many ways, that's going to help so many things in the body along with pain. And then I love the stretching, the double stretching. So do the tight side first, the more comfortable side, and then back to the tight side again. That's a
Correct.
Great tip right there.
Yeah, and the question I get the most often about water, I get two. One is, well, how much is enough? You know, what's the right amount?
Yeah.
Because it's a great guideline, and then you're like, well, give me a number. And the generally accepted number is half your body weight in ounces. So that smaller people need less. That makes sense, right? If the body is 70% water, 70% of a 150-pound guy is not the same as 70% of me, for example.
Right.
I'm about 120. So 70%, so 50, half your body weight in ounces. And then the next question I get, well, actually, there's two more, is how do I do that? How do I keep track of that? And one of the ways is to move pennies from your left pocket to your right pocket.
Oh, that's a good one.
That's a favorite. Toothpicks, Or I put my 2 quarts of water on the counter in the morning and make sure by the end of the day they're empty.
Another one that I'll put in there is people who work at a desk, you know, sometimes you get very involved and you forget to get up and get water. And
right.
I have them put rubber bands around their cup at the desk because, you know, every office has rubber bands and everybody keeps a cup on their table. And so how many, you know, if you want to drink 5 or 7 cups of water while you're at the office, put those rubber bands on there in the morning, that your goal. And then every time you drink a cup of water, take a rubber band off. And it's kind of like a visual thing that's right at your desk and will help you remember. And also, you know, it is important to get up and away from the computer. So when you're out of water, you go and get another glass of water. And that helps. So you always have the full glass of water and you have the rubber bands to keep count. But I like the pennies, too. That's a good one.
I love the rubber bands. You know, it's why, part of why I love you and your work, because we're so on the same page.
Well, you try to think of simple things that aren't a big deal,
right?
And there's rubber bands in everybody's office.
Correct. And, you know, the last piece that people want to know about water is what counts for water.
Oh, that's a good one.
Is it just water? So, and I'm not going to go into whether I like these liquids or not. Milk counts as water, although I don't like it. Orange juice counts as water. Booze does not count as water, sorry. Wine, liquor, beer, none of it. Booze does not count as water. Booze is actually dehydrating.
Right.
Sorry about the next one. Coffee doesn't count as water.
Yeah.
Right? That's also dehydrating, and as a matter of fact, I like to tell my clients for every cup of coffee they drink, they should drink a glass of water just to get to zero. Coffee's like
it's a negative. Yeah, I tell people to start in the morning with their cup of water before their coffee.
Correct.
And you're more generous than me. I don't count milk or orange juice because I feel like anything that's changed the molecular structure of the water is no longer water.
It's not water.
But I agree with you. People really don't need to be drinking milk. And but people do like orange juice, but they have to realize that that's all sugar.
Correct.
Yeah.
So I don't like them, but I understand people drink them, and yes, it's
and then so you can count those. Yeah, I get that.
Yeah. And tea is a big one. Herb tea counts as water. Very black tea, there's difference of opinion. The caffeine makes it, we can count black tea as water. But if all you drink all day is black tea, it's not going to work.
No, yeah. A cup of tea here, a cup of orange juice here and there. One is okay to count, but you don't spend your whole day drinking orange juice or tea and say, woohoo, I made my water count.
Exactly. It can't be your whole allotment.
Yeah, I agree.
So you wouldn't think a simple concept could be so complicated.
Well, I think people are always negotiating with how can I get my water in.
Well, you know, you start and then you realize you run into issues.
Mm-hmm.
So, and the moving part has a lot of its own issues, like what kind of moving? And, you know, that's a slightly more complicated question because when your back hurts, it's hard to move. I will say that a good guideline is whatever feels pain-free is good.
Okay.
If it hurts, don't do it.
Right. Yeah. Well, that's a good simple guideline.
Exactly. Try and stay in the pain-free zone. The more you live in the pain-free zone, the more the pain-free zone will expand. The more you do what hurts, the more you will hurt.
Nice.
So there is a guideline.
Nice. That is very helpful. And, you know, for some people, they're just in back pain and they just kind of accepted it as part of their life. Do you feel that, you know, have you seen people get out of back pain altogether or can it go away? Like, from your experience, share with us what you've seen.
I love that question, Donna. Thanks for asking. Yes, back pain can go away. That doesn't mean 100% of people out there, their back pain can go away. There are some conditions. Sorry, you know, if you've got multiple herniated discs, maybe. that's a condition that's never going to go back to, quote, normal. But most back pain can be made better, and most can go away. And I've seen people from car accidents where the jaws of life took them out and they could barely move get to zero back pain. I've seen roofers with back pain for 30 years get rid of their back pain. So it doesn't matter how severe, and it doesn't matter how long you had it. Much back pain can completely go away, knowing exactly what to do for you.
And that's the, so with the stubborn back pain kind of thing, is this something that people have to spend an enormous amount of time on? And is it something like, you know, how you have to meditate 40 minutes a day to achieve enlightenment? Is it going to be like what would people expect to do to get rid of stubborn back pain?
There's a million-dollar question. So my favorite program is 10 minutes.
Great.
Because that's what people will do.
Yeah, 10 minutes is very doable, yes.
The best program is the one that you will do. And so what I've realized over the years is people will do about 10 minutes. So I write 10-minute programs. It doesn't matter if something is perfect if you don't do it. What's more important and what's the key to getting out of back pain and staying out of back pain is being consistent. So the same two moves done every day, which will take 2 minutes, is way better benefit than going to the gym for an hour once a week.
Okay.
So for most people, you can get out of back pain 10 minutes a day, and then you can stay out of back pain 10 minutes a couple times a week.
But you have to be that consistent effort in the beginning, and everybody has 10 minutes. Really, you can squeeze out 10 minutes of your day.
It doesn't even have to all be together.
Oh, okay. Well, that makes it even easier, right?
Right. Just, that's a handful of moves. The biggest question is, well, what do I have to do? You know,
right.
What are they? And that varies with every person. Every person's body is different.
Right. So it's not a standardized solution that you can offer. You really do have to work with a professional like you to understand what is the possibility. And so if people are interested in, if they have more questions or they want to find out more about how they may be able to get out of back pain with you, what's the best way for them to reach you?
Cool. Thanks for asking. So I offer a limited number of complimentary consultations. And if someone's interested in doing that, they can contact me via my website, getoutofbackpain.com. My website is one long string, getoutofbackpain.com. There's a contact page that has my phone number and my email. And they can contact me for a consultation. If someone's more like, you know, I like what you have to say, but I don't want a consultation, they can get the top three moves that help people get out of back pain. Just
okay.
Put their email in, sign up on my website, and I'll send that to them. And I have a special surprise bonus if somebody writes in that they heard this referred by Donna Podcast. If they write in Donna Podcast, I will send them a special bonus gift.
Oh, that's great. Thank you. I always like surprises like that. And it's great that you've got three top moves that people can do. Now, just remember, everybody, if you're doing the top moves and one of them is painful, then that's not a top move for you. So look back to, you know, stay in that pain-free zone, and I'm sure that the ones that you have picked are very mild and very common that help people in general.
Another mistake, and that's what happens when people get moves, is they work too hard.
Oh, okay.
You know, getting out of back pain is not like being in the gym. It's not like no pain, no gain. I gotta push. Men especially have trouble with this. You know, it's very appropriate for many things. We love that you guys do that. But for this kind of work, easy is the answer. You know, I like to tell people, gentle, gentle, you know, if you feel it. And they're like, well, it's not doing anything if I don't feel it.
Right.
Barely feel it. People have said to me, you want me to move as if, is this really doing anything? Right. That's where I want you to be.
Nice.
Really, that little? Right.
And that's hard for people because we are so trained to like pain and gain and getting in the gym and working out really hard, and that's probably how sometimes people actually even hurt their backs are doing things really hard and moving like that.
Correct. More is not better. You know, I have my own back pain story, and when I got myself out of back pain, even when the doctor and physical therapist couldn't do it, I learned that pushing made it worse and being very gentle was what worked. It's so counterintuitive.
Right.
Just like, okay, easier. The body likes to be coaxed gently. I think of our muscles like rubber bands that have been in the freezer.
You wouldn't
take a rubber band out of the freezer and pull it. It would break. But if you gently massage it and warm it up, it'll stretch out.
Oh, that's a great analogy. I like that.
And muscles are like that. So easy, easy, easy.
That's great. Well, Dot, this has been so helpful today. Is there anything else that you would like to add or finish with?
I think my biggest message to people is that they really can get out of pain, because especially for people who've been in chronic pain a long time or they've gone to different practitioners, you start to give up hope. And I've seen many people who, I don't want to try one more person and be disappointed again. My belief is that there is an answer. The question is, who has it? And for back pain, a lot of times I can provide it. So not
That's
to give
great.
Up hope and know that you really can feel better. I think that's my biggest message.
Oh, that is so great and such great information today. And thank you so much for being here. And just a reminder, if you want to find Dot, it's getoutofbackpain.com. Thanks, Dot.
Thank you, Donna.